Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today by the Mishnah. On Samach Amud Aleph. We really want to try and... All right. I wish me be Ayeshua. All right. I hear that also.
It's always nice to have goals that are...
Now, I just want to add one little nekuda over here. Right before the Mishnah, we had the din, of course, in the Lavan that we were talking about yesterday by Amichas Chaytay, the Lav of adding Shemen and Shemen and Levina. Tadar layasim ala Shemen layitain. Yacho, I might have thought that the Isser only... Not by what kayin. Tabat Leimar, Aleha, Meguba Shalmitcha Hakasa Medaber, Velo Bekayin. It applied Yacha Lo Yite, Kliyaka Bekri, Bechul. What we see over here, that the answer applies by a kayin. Why a kayin? What difference does it make by kayin or anybody else? You would have thought that, let's say a person, the Israel, a regular person, and he would go, and he would be mafresh in chaschayte, and he would add shemen and levina. And Yisrael's not ever a slav or only a kayin. For the fact that the Gemara tells us this, it's a simon l'chayra, it's mashmah like the Rambam. That the Rambam, like with the Rambam that we said yesterday, that the lav applies b'shas hakrava. In which case, so what are you talking about Yisrael? There has to be a kayin. The kayin's the only one that's makrif. The Gemara is really mashma like this, like the Rambam, because according, if you hold not like the Rambam, and that's not what has nothing to do with kayin then. Kayin, the only difference, do we have between a kayin or anybody else? It's only that it's akrai for akrava. Okay, Dr. Mishnah, yeish to, now, yeish to unas hagosha, yeish to unas terufa. There are those karbanis, like we're coming different permutations that we have over here. The next, the this, we started already, and now we have other factors that make mafkabinas and having various korbanos. Yesh te'unas hagosha, v'yeteres terufa. They could need hagosha to the southwest, we'll call it the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. When you bring the mincha there, and it does not require, that carpet, it does not require waving. Below Agosha Malay Terufa. Again, that Terufa, that Agosha V'yaitanus Terufa. The carpet can be a carpet, Agosha Utrufa. Can be Agosha and Terufa. Or it could be Terufa below Agosha. Or low Terufa below Agosha. These are, again, the same four possibilities that we had, like we said in the previous Mishnah. Shemin Levina, Levina without Shemin, Shemin, no Levina, all the different possibilities. The Elu to Unas Hagosha made to the Snufa. The following need Hagosha, and they do not need to. What do we mean, first of all, by Hagosha? You take the Mincha, and you bring it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Maybe I should not use the word quarter, because we know that that is really a machlokes that we had a daf yates. You bring it and you touch it.
Kindness.
No, not the kindness. No.
No, I'm asking who does it.
Oh, who does it? It's the kayin that does it. Yeah, the kayin does this.
You.
The kayin does this. He touches it to the southwest corner, or he touches it to the western wall or southern wall. That's it. That's the Gemara had Machlaikis Legabe. It's done on the southwest part of the Mizbeach. That, yeah. Whether he goes Mabish and the Kudush al Karen or not, that's the Machlaikis that we had. The Elu to Unas HaKosha. Now we itemize, and now we go back to the items, to the individual, Adidas. The Elu to Unas HaGosha, the A to Unas Terufa. The regular menachas require agusha by the kohen. They do not require terufa. Minchas asaylus, babachvas, macheshes, bachalas, or rekikin. When we talk minchas mafesador, if it's made up of chalas or rekikin, chalas or again, we take for granted what the difference is. The difference is just whether or not it's mixed in with oil or oil's on top. That's how Rashi learns it. You want to call it, I don't know, it's a liberty to call it chalas or wafers. Where's the marker for that, that it's the difference between chalas or wafers? Yeah. It's an Eben Ezra. What? It's an Eben Ezra. Oh, see? Look at this. Yeah, but he knows it. He knows it. Shmuel Babish, it's wonderful, really terrific. It's an Eben Ezra, right? It's the Eben Ezra. Minchas Kayhanim. Minchas Kayhanim Mashiach. The Minchas Kayhanim also. Needs Hagosha. Or the Mincha of the Kayhanim Mashiach, the Chavite Kayhanim Gadol also needs Hagosha. Now, Minchas Nachrim. Minchas Nashim, the Kayan, if you have a Mincha that's brought through Goyim, or a Mincha that's brought through an Isha, or Minchas Chaytai, and Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon Aymer, Minchas Kayhanim, or Minchas Kayan HaMashiach, Ein Bohem HaGoshim. Reb Shimon has a different sheet on this. Now, Reb Shimon here has a different shita than this. Because Reb Shimon holds that the only time where it's going to require Hagosha is, these do not require Hagosha, Misha'eba and Kamitza, Misha'eba and Kamitza, Eba and Hagosha. Now, what we did, let's see Reb Shimon's shita. What we do see another thing over here, and that is, a Minchas Nachim, what's Minchas Nachim, Reb Prat, if you hold that when a guy brings a carbon, he only brings Eilus. Could a guy bring a mincha? There is an Ayla Shleimer. Shazad says that's going according to about the Amar. We'll have it coming up later on in Ayin Gimel. About the Amar that an Akum could be neither a Shlomim. If he can be neither a Shlomim, he can be neither a mincha. Now we have a big Machlaikis coming up later on in Daf Ayin Gimel.
If
you
say Hulia,
whatever
it is. It was.
By Shlomim. Yeah. What? So it's telling us over here. Let's say you hold that he does not have to bring Ishish. That tells us, it has to be an oil. He's not going to be able to bring a Shlomim, or he can't bring a Mincha, of course. No, the wine, you mean?
No,
the Nesachim. Mincha's Nesachim. He wouldn't be able to bring that either.
No, but it's craven Michel Zibor. But maybe that's what they say. It's nonetheless, it's still required.
Yeah, but that wouldn't require it anyway. Because that doesn't need Hagosha either. That doesn't even need Hagosha. No. It's even more about this. Yeah. Amar al Papa. Again, the same thing that the Gemara said before. Kol Hecha Disnad Esther Tanad. When you're enumerating the Menachas, there's always a number of 10. And my kavashim, the voice, when we're cooking all the possibilities, so they're 10, it's always 10. My kavashim, lafuki with Reb Shimon. It comes lafuki from Reb Shimon, who holds that there's another one. The Omar, Mechzachalos, Mechzachikin, Yavi, kavashim, it's coming to tell us, not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon has a different shita, the Gabi Bichas Mafe Sador, and he holds, not like us, the Rabbanin hold that, what is a Bichas Mafe Sador? You have two options of how to bring it. You can either bake chalas, 10 chalas, or rekikin. Or, according to Reb Shimon, there's another way to do it too.
Mix and match.
Not mix and match, but half and half. You can have half and half. You can have half chalas and half rekikin, and there are buttonhole that you cannot do that. You have to have either chalas, you have an option, either chalas or rekikin, but not half and half. And why he holds like that, that we'll see coming up. Mitzvah Shem. Minanim Eli. How do you know, not immediately, that we have these dinim of Hagusha? The Tanur Rabbanit, Ilu Demar, if it would have said in the Pasuk, the Lashon HaPasuk by Yamincha, it said, Mahavehvesa Asher Yasa Beyela Lashem, Behikriva Lakayin Behigisha. What does it say in the Pasuk? Behvesa Es HaMincha. What does it say? It says, Behvesa. This part is, it does say, the Gemara is saying that, and let's say, would not have said it exactly like this. What does it say? Behvesa Es HaMincha. Asher ye aseh me'ele l'ashem. If you shall bring the mincha that will be done, that's done in this way, these menachas l'ashem, v'kriva l'akayin, v'kisha l'amizbeach. But if it would not have said v'hebesa esa mincha, it would have said v'hebesa asher ye aseh me'ele l'ashem. You would leave out the words esa mincha. V'kriva l'akayin v'kisha. Hayisi, I would have thought, Eli Shetod Hagosha Elakaimetz Bilvad. Maybe the only thing that needs Hagosha is the Kaimetz. Maybe not the Mincha, the whole Mincha. The Bilvad, Mincha Minay. How do you know it's the whole Mincha that does it? Talmud Leimar Mincha. It doesn't say, Vehevesa Asher Yerat Yeyasa. What does it say? Vehevesa Esa Mincha. What about Minchas Chayte Minayin? There, it's referring to the Michas Chatova. How do you know Michas Chayte also needs Hagosha? Talmud Leimar, Es HaMincha. When it says Es HaMincha, it's a ribui. Es HaMincha. V'din Es, Klar means because of the Es. V'dinu, V'demar Hacha, Minchas Chayva. V'demar Hacha, Minchas Chatova. Says Minchas Chayva over here, that Chayte, Minchas Chayte. Right there in the parsha of the Minchas Nedava, v'ne'amar hocha Minchas Nedava, man Minchas Nedava again to Una Hagosha, and Minchas Chayva to the Hagosha. This all have the same din that we have. I should add, like somebody, I think somebody just added, just said, I think it was Jonathan, who's the one who that makes the Hagosha? Of course, the Kohen. This, by the way, you know. The Tosfos in Megillah, notwithstanding, there's a very difficult Tosfos in Megillah, Dav Chav. I think, I'm not sure if we brought it up, maybe I mentioned it. There's a Tosfos in Megillah, Dav Chav, who holds that it does not have to be with a Kohen. Reb Kinegar asks, how could that be? What does Tosfos mean? It's a first of Pusik. Who's the one that does the Hagosha? It's a Kohen. It's a Avodas Kohen. That he does the Hagosha. What? The Farish Apostolic. They bring it to a Kayan. The Kayan does the Hagosha. Tosfos says that there's, that's not done with the Kayan. What? Yeah, I don't know if I'm what hearing.
The
Kayan. No, the Kayan.
And the object, and bring it to the
yeah. No, but over here it's not. No, I have it over here. I have it here. Yeah, I have one here. Huh? No, but that's just. There's another one here for some reason that I, which because I did not put back what I that I should have. There's a Tais of Megillah. I just mentioned it. With Nafchop, we have a Tais of Shvera Taisvus. There it brings the Gabi. You know the halachas of when you do it after day, you have that's good beyond, it's not till Lila, and beyond it has to start from the Tzachaba, doesn't start from Murashacha. Kol Hayayim Kosher, the Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas HaHalel, Kriyas Shaifer, the Tzilas Lulav, all the things that we have. Videi Maisres, L'smicha, L'shchita, L'tenufa, L'hagosha. Says here in the Mishnah, Lishchita, Litanufa. When do you do the Tanufa? It has to be done beyond. Hagosha. They had Hagosha. Likmitsa. Laktara. Tosfos over here comes and tells us, the Tosfos of Megillah, he brings that, Likmitsa, Ola Haktara, Dixiv, beyond Savoy. Gemara says, How do you know those are done b'yayim? It says b'yayim tzavaisa. Amal shchita lo mafkinim mehaikra. The lava avaydahi. Shchita, we don't learn out from there. Shchita is different. We have to get from someplace else. Shariksher bizarre. Ukra bishtoim be'avayda. The pasuk is talking about avayda nixim. Vahakrim eskar b'nehem. V'chein tenufa v'hagasha. And the same thing that we're saying by shchita will apply by tenufa v'hagasha. Ein sarach behu kayin. V'mincha lifnei kmitza. It's before the kmitza v'yelach mitzvah kahuna. And before it, you don't need it. It's not because you have. You hear this, Barthavid, you hear this. Because the Eilach said it doesn't need a Kayin. What do you mean it doesn't need a Kayin? Yeah. What do you mean you don't need it? It's a Shtetach Mufreshit scripture that you need the. You need a Kayin. The Pasuk, you have to put a Mefresh by a Kayin. That's from Kemeger's Kashya. Kemeger's discussion. But again, the way we said, it shows what Tosfos means. Avani, you need a Kayin. What does he have to be wearing? Big Day Kahuna. Is it an Avaida? He's showing it to us before Kmitza. That's true. Maybe it's Mini Hava Maris Nagoyim. There's certain things that a Kayin does that it's not part of the Avaidus Kayin. It's part of the, called the Sheiris of the Kayin. Called the Mitzvahs of the Kayin. Give an example like we have. Tishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. We have, remember we have Taisa and Yuma on the test. When this, he goes in the morning to be Medashin the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Cleans it out, the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Taisa doesn't have to be wearing Big Day Kahuna for that. It's no Avaidus Kayin. But it's not something that happens. Sometimes you can have, maybe they have a Maris Nagoyim, it's a Maris Nagoyim, sometimes they're Dinim. Nesias Kapayim, he duchits. Alright. Nobody else could duchit. Only he could duchit. But he doesn't have to be wearing Big Day Kahuna. It's not Avodas HaKarbonis. There's Avada Mitzvah of Kayhanim. The Gisha, Hagoshim. But does the Kayin have to be wearing Big Day Kahuna? Is it an Avada or not? I think it's that's the Mahala of the Taras HaKadosh. It's a Taras HaKadosh that goes with this. One saw it also, I saw it also, I think, from Rab Garbus, and Michas Avram also goes with this gang. But here, that's the Kavana of the Tosfos over there, Miguel. But so we're talking of here about Hagosha. We're talking about Hagosha. We're talking about Tanufa. So, what are we talking about? Are we talking about it's like Zrika? Kabbalah, Zrika? Are we talking that? It's an Avaidus Kayin? Or it's a Mitzvah's Kahuna? Me, the Avaidus Kayin, it's Tamadin. But it's not because it has to be an Avaida that you've been wearing Big Day Kahuna. I'll go bottom. The din that we're saying over here, I am in Chas Kaite, because we have the Hekish, where the Ribui is, that it also needs Hagusha. Ma, Binchas Nedava to Nagosha, a Binchas Chaiba to Nagosha. Ma, Binchas Nedava, she came to the Shem and the Levina. What are you saying? Maybe the reason over there it's more Chomer. Maybe the reason why you need Nagosha is because it's more Chomer and has Shem and the Levina. Nah, it can't be telling you that. Binchas Saita Taichiach. Minchas Saita also needs Hagosha, even though there's no Shemad on Levina. Ma'ala Minchas Saita Ashkeituna Tanufa. Minchas Nadava Techiach. It doesn't need Tanufa, and as I can't be telling you that, the Chazar Adin, Loi Rezekariza, Atzad Hashem Shemahed, Sheshavul Kmitza, Mishavul Hagosha, Afadi by Minchas Kaite, I'll also say, Avi Minchas Kaite Sheshavalahem the Kemitza Tashve Lahem Mahagosha. There'll be a din of Hagosha by Minchas Kaite too. What are you going to say? Malatana Shava Shemahed Shkain Hukshur Alavo Biyashir Kibiyadi. It's a very big difference Because when we talk about Taima B'michas Chaytei, Shlaim Shulav HaMashar Kima'ani, over here, we did the other Menachas that we have, the Menachas Ladova, Menachas Chaytei, those things are not fluctuating. There's no Eilaviyayrin over there. The whole thing by Menachas Chaytei is B'machal where he can't afford it. Can't afford the other ones. So he has dollars, or there's a bit of dollars and dollar dollars. Tom and Light might be over there, therefore maybe they don't have, there is no chiyum, there's no chumra of having a gosha. Tom and Light might be as a bincha. And Reb Shimon Oymer, the hei vesa, it's a bincha, le rabbis, minchas ha oymer le ha gosha. He is not marble like that from here. He learns out Hagosha, what is the chiddush that we have by the din of Hagosha? That the carbon ha'oimer needs Hagosha. The chayin ha'oimer, like we say, see, the ha'vesem es ha'oimer, they shall bring the ra'oimer reishis kitzirchem ala kayin, the hikriva, the rabbis minchas saita la'hagosha. The ha'gosha comes and he comes and he says, the chayin ha'oimer, the hikriva itzal ha'vesbeach. They says Nachum, Chayda Weimer, the Heluhei Mason to be Marv and the Mithas Oimer Lahagosha, like it says, Vavason and the Thaymer Rashis Kitzechad Al Akayin, and we also have the Hikri Valarabas Minchas Saita for Hagosha, like it says, Vahikri Varisal, so we have two Rebuyim, Al Abisir, Vididhu, Ma, what? Hikri. That's what we're getting at. The Hikrim is Al Abisbeah.
Literally, that's why
the
first
part of the Hikrim is Al Abisbeah. Yeah. The Hikrim, the Rabbis, yeah. At Machain Huaymer, the Hikrim is Al Abisbeah. And we're using it, using it for the rebellion for Hagosh. Vidinu. Now, Umad and Chaslaite Shaina to the Tanufa, to do the Hagosh.
That was a
Bin chasaita shete uda tnufa. More chomer. Ain't a din shete uda gosha. In which case, so I'm honest, so but svara, you would know anyway that it needs a gosha. The bin chasaita. Mal bin chasaita ishke ba chitin. And therefore, it's more chomer. It's a more chasha than mincha than a saita. Bin chasaimer tachiyach. No. Minchas Oimer is Tachiyah, because there it's made for barley also, that it still needs Hagosha. If that's true, then the Saitu could be the same thing. Ba'al Minchas Oimer is Ketun Hashem and the Levina. Minchas Oimer is different. And Minchas Oimer needs Shemin and Levina. Ba'al Minchas Oimer is Ketun Hashem and the Levina. And Minchas Ketun Tachiyah. And therefore, Minchas Ratan Leiri Zekari Zeh, Leiri Zekari Zeh, Atzad HaShavish Mehen, Sheshavu, there's Kemitza by the Oimer, there's Kemitza by Minchas Chaytei, of course. Sheshavu LaHagosha, Afani Avi Minchas Chaytei, Sheshavsa Lehem the Kemitza, that Sheshavu to them for Kemitza. Therefore, Tashma Lehem LaHagosha. Mal Atzad HaShavish Mehen, Shkei Lehuk Shura Lavo Kemach. But there is another din, though. Because by the other ones, there is a chumra by all of them, and it has to be brought, silas, fine flour, has to be processed and pulverized. By sheike, by a saita, it's the one mincha where it's able to be brought as kemach, regular flour, it doesn't have to be pulverized. It's a fine flour. Taimar mincha saita, shuk shulava, kemach, tabid laimar vihikrifa. That's the drop shot and the drusha that we just brought. Remember, we just brought what? The chayin ho'emer v'habesem es ho'emer eishes kitzirchem alakayin. And then it says, v'hikriva l'rabos v'chasayta l'hagosha. And now the Gemara, after that, was saying, you're using with a riboy. Using with a riboy. The svara is that. Why do you need the riboy v'hikriva? Talmud Leimar v'hikriva, because I wouldn't know it, because there, it's good enough with kemach, you don't need silas. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, the heimes v'havesa, the rabbis, minchas saita l'hagosha. He uses the heimesa, not the way we just brought it before, to become to be marbe. To come to be marbe. Not about the hekriva that we just brought. But he brings it to Havesim. We brought by the din of Bincha Soleimer, Lahakosha.
Right.
He uses it to tell us Bincha Saito. The word hava is the thing that he uses to be marbe a mincha so aimer that it needs a gusha is a cover push it. You don't have to be marbe from the havesa. Why? You're able to learn it back and swara. Why? To the Hagosha, Mincha Soeber, Shetuna Trufa, Eno did Shetuna Hagosha. If it needs Trufa, Mincha, that's the one. It's, of course, a big problem. But we talk about the Yom Tov. I mean, what's referred to as the Ivesim is Eber HaTrufa. There are other things that need Trufa. How do you refer? What's the moniker that we have? But the carbon ho'aymer, it's called the oimer atrufa. It seems like it's something unique about this that it needs trufa. But it's trufa by other things also. Trufa by shalachem, there's the trufa by yechazam b'shoik. By shlomim, there's trufa, all the things that require trufa that we have. And bedavke, the carbon ho'aymer, is called the oimer atrufa, something special. What's so special about the oimer atrufa? Why is that called the oimer atrufa? This is what we talk about. From Yosel Slutzker. As a guy said, in Pasha Sebar, why it's called the Eimer HaTrufa, even though it's not atypical. It's not atypical. It's common for other things. Why is this the Gushpanke of the Korban HaEimer? It's referred to as the Eimer HaTrufa. Okay.
And then they didn't do Trufa with the Kebes that comes with it, right?
No. No.
That
was separate. Here's old Dafke with the Eimer. Okay. Yeah, with the Korban, with the barley itself. Yeah. Here it says, "Lachol ma minchas kaitei she'ena tenuna trufa tuna hagasha minchas oimer that is to ena disha tuna hagasha." What do you mean, "Ma minchas kaitei ma lishkei v'achitim"? And therefore, maybe that needs it. Minchas kaitei drachir, and there it needs hagasha too. Ma minchas kaitei shkei v'alavar rovin. Maybe it's different. You're coming to see, maybe that's something special that needs needs the tenufa. The maskeres oven he minchas chayte techiach v'chaser adin loy mi zekeri zem. It's on a shavish mahed. Shkain shavu the kibitza shavu la hagosh. Tani avi minchas oimer ragazayin svara. I wouldn't use it to be marbe, therefore it's vara. What its whole point is, remember, I can use it be not din, and I don't have to be marbe from the pasuk that it needs hakosha minchas oimer. Not like the Gemara said before. Afani avi minchas oimer sheshav salad lekmitza tashma lev b'hagosha, and therefore you don't need to be marbe. So what are you going to use with the pasuk? The pasuk will come to be marbe, not minchas oimer. The pasuk will come to be marbe and minchas saita. Okay, since we're on the same page, everybody, just let the out cup over here. Umay parches. So what are you going to ask about this? So a very good way of learning it. Mean I did from the kabbal saimer and said I shove it, and therefore it obviates the need for a ribui for minchas saimer. From Shimon Parachachi. Something about it. Rishim will know has the following. You can't. You'll need a pasuk. Ba'la tzara shavah shebohen. Shkein mitzuyen. Maybe a minchas saita and a minchas toite are more common than a minchas oimer that's only brought once a year. The other ones could be brought.
What does common mean?
Yeah, so what's common mean? Rabbi Yehuda says, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm a rabbi." Maybe don't let you come here and go through years, so you don't have to bring any of it. Of course, what's a tali? One is matzui, the other one is tadir, right? It's tali in the Gemara, so it's vachim. Which tadir is one thing. Butzui is something else. Tadir is something that you know you have to bring. There's a zman kavua for it. Butzui happens to be butzui. It happens to be more common than it is like that. You want to know which is more common? Is it tadir that you know brechas hamazon? You don't have to make brechas hamazon. You have to eat. It's more butzui because people usually eat. Right, the bread, they'll have to make brechas hamazon, but that doesn't give it to my love tongue here. All right, so there, that single bar, remember, the tzaddik, in Zvachim, in Perkal HaTadir. So the Gemara says again, Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Rabbah, oh, but so you're tvei. And therefore, you can't ask it as a percha. As even the Lomashkaka for a club, oh, Eilu, well, I remember, hey, they saw, Ella, she yachid misnadev umevi mincha acheres. Chutz meyele shebeinyan. Maybe it means, maybe you'll have it. Oh, I know, I remember I may say to me marba, ella, that a yachid is misnadev umevi mincha acheres chutz meyele shebeinyan. Maybe it's coming to me marba, a different kind of a minchas nadava that we never even saw before. Mara is like, you're using Mahavesa to be Barba what? A Minchas Saita, according to this. Maybe it's called a whole different thing. Maybe you're being Barba something that we never saw it being eligible for a Minchas Nadava. Vidinu, what? Tzibor, baby, Mincha Minachitim, Chayvad, what? Shnei Alechem. Again, that what? Tzibur, maybe, mincha min achitim chayva. Maybe, mincha min asayrim chayva. Maybe you'll say, af yachin, she maybe mincha min achitim nedava. Yavi mincha min asayrim nedava. Maybe yachin can even bring a mincha asayrim. If you see, what? Some menachas are brought in two ways. You have a tzibur, let's say like this. You have a tzibur that can bring a shnei alechem. You can bring a tzibur because of a mincha with other kabbalist tzibur also. A minchas nesachim, he brings it all, they bring it all the time. Right? Minchas ha-minishkayim kim adubar. There's also a din that a tzibur brings a minchas ha-irim. All right, so you see that a minchas nedava by a yachid is able to mimic the carbon tzibur. Maybe you can do the same thing by a siren. Maybe you can bring a minchas nedava out of siren. Ab yachid, maybe minchas nedachitim. Nedava, yavi minchas nedachitim nedava. Talmud leibar, eila. Eila, eila, eila. Maybe it's an exclusion. Oh, eila, eila, eila. Maybe it's not like that. Maybe if a person says, you gotta bring all five. If a person will say, he means what? All those things that qualify for a mincha. If he says, he's gonna have to bring a mincha, a machbas, a silas. He's gonna have to bring a machbas. He's gonna have to bring a marcheshes. He's gonna have to be a mafesanur. From Chalas and Rekinkin. Tamad Leibar, Mei, Eila. Ratza, Achas, maybe. Ratza, Chamesh Yosvan, maybe. You can do whatever you want. Reb Shimon Oimer, it's a Esa, Mincha, L'Rabba, Shar, Menachas. Reb Shimon says, to be Marba, Kigoyim, it comes to be Marba, other things, other types of Menachas. Kigoyim, Michas Nachrim, Michas Nashim, Lahagosha. That's what he uses it for. Like we said also, what kind of a havamina would I have? Nashim. That Nashim is that, what all the other cases that we have are different meaning of a mincha. Not Nashim, the same mincha.
Nashim don't do smicha.
Yeah, but again, they don't do this. We're doing, who does Lahagosha here anyway? The Kayim. The Bible doesn't do anything over here. The Isha doesn't do anything. The Israel doesn't do anything as far as Hakdashah goes.
But you have Pur from
Yeah, all right. I hear you.
That would be the
hardest. I hear you. It's fair. Yeah, yeah. Why should I be marbe? All the other things that they need hagasha, and not to the exclusion of these. The reason is because by the other one, part of the carbon itself goes on the mizbeach, as opposed to lechem aponim, as opposed to shnei alechem. Well, might say I need shnei alechem, alechem aponim, shei behem leishim. Ah, yeah, but so what do you mean? Well, a mitzvah nesachim kula leishim. What do you mean? What about mitzvah nesachim? The whole thing goes leishim. Yachal yehay tuuda hagasha. Like we're saying, like we said before, the minchas nesachim does not need it. Does not did agasha by a minchas nesachim. Even though those days tabed leibar v'hikriva, tabed leibar v'hikriva. What? No.
It's not required.
No. There's no agasha by lechem apanim or shnei alechem. Also not. No. And therefore it does not require it. There's no din of Akasha over there. That's what the Gemara says. Again, Nachamon. It says, Be'yelu, Va'ra'is, L'Rabbi, Shar, Menachis, U'la'hoiti, Shtei Alechem, Alechem Aponim, that it does no din of Akasha. Ma'arvani, Shar, Menachis, Shesh, Rem, Le'ishim, that there's not only Yishim, and therefore there's no din Akasha. Great thing, Gemara. What? But if it goes the Yishim, there is a din of Akasha. What do you mean? Mahalo mechas nesachim kolam liyishim. Yachal yehitun Akasha tabed leimar vehikriva. What do you mean? Mahafikta vehikriva tells us that it does not need Akasha. Mahafikta. You can't use it. You used it already to be marbe and mechasaita. It lined up the way we just got finished the whole of it that we have here. V'hikri va. We have a reboy. We have a beit that we have here, and it comes and tells us. V'hikri tells us that there's one aspect, a reboy, that use it to be marbe saita, and v'hikriva means tafke it, as opposed to something else. What is that? Minchas nesachem. By minchas nesachem, you only omar rois l'rabbis shar menaches lohitzi minchas nesachem. Why would you say that other menaches are going to be this rabbi, and minchas nesachem is a being? Why would you say that? Marbani. If they come for their own sake, not as accoutrements to something else, then it's a reason to need Hagashu Maitzani Menachemichas Nesachem. She'ain Abba Biglal Atzma. It comes as an accoutrement for another carbon, therefore it doesn't need Hagashu. Mahalai Minchas Kayhanim Uminchas Kayen Mashiach. Buzz be glow, that's fun. Yachal Yehuay Tunis Agosha. Maybe they would need Agosha. Remember, who are we speaking about? Speaking of Reb Shimon, remember. Reb Shimon, we all, the Fiel Ebbe said, it does need Agosha. But Reb Shimon does not hold like that. Why? Tabadabra Megisha. Tabadabra Megisha. Holy Bifai, like the Gufay. What if Shatun Agosha? What do you mean? Why you need it for the etzem din of agasha? Mean something about it? Should agasha mean vehigish vehigisha? Vehigish vehigish is a body you need a legufa, but vehigisha is a mute. My rice, Rabbi Shar Benachas, lohitzi minchas kaihar minchas kai mashiach. Why is it that other ones you'll be barbed for agasha and not? Why are they different than everything else? Marbani Yeshua Benachas Yishmev Leishim Uvoz Biklal Atzman. and they came up for themselves. The yesh mehen the kaihanim, and there's also a chelik that the kaihanim eat. Shira shiyam shirayim. The mitzi ani shnei alechem, the lechem apadim, shei mehem leishim, u'michas mesatim, shei nebam biglal atzma. U'minchas kain also, u'minchas kain b'kahanim, u'minchas kain ha-moshiach. Shein mehen le-kaihanim. That it doesn't, nothing goes to the kaihanim. You bring the whole thing on the mizbeach, the whole thing is mukter on the mizbeach. There's no kmitza. And therefore, there is no din of agasha, according to Reb Shimon. Okay, remember Reb Shimon. The harem, yachal bikli. Now what? Another thing, unrelated. The harem, when you say the harem, it says the harem. It says the harem, the kumtso. You take the kibitz. How do you take the kibitz? With a spare hand? Or you can use a kli. Yachal bikli, tabadleb, the harem, better, but kumtso. Maharaba homer lahala bekumtso, afaraba homer kad bekumtso. Yeah, what Yachal bekli, Rashi says, Tavud leva vokam acher, the harem be meta bekumtso, the yalif haraba haraba lixer a shove, and therefore, what would you do? You're gonna learn it over here, that, it also needs, just like by the regular kibitza, it has to be done with his bare hand. Here also the same thing. The hairy men of a kumtso, here again we have the pasuk, the hairy men of a kumtso. Miselos ha-bincha, mishamna, ve'eichal al-vayda, asher al-bincha. But the Gemara used the pasuk the first time where it had the hairy. Tabadlaimah v'hingisha, haimi v'aylang, the Gemara in Nachamol said what? The hairy men of, the Gemara has a havamina. The hairy, yachal v'kli. What, where is that going on? The harem yachal bekli is what? Yachal bekli, that what? By the kibitz. What's it going on again? Where's the havamina? The Gemara's learning out because it says the harem mimedu bekutso. It has to be mabish with his bare hand. Right? So therefore, I learned out from there. Now when it says over here, Vaharim, it means the same thing. Where does it say here? Where does it say, what's where we're talking about the Vaharim? The what? Oh, by, what do you mean? By Hagasha you mean? Or by your claimants? Oh.
Was part of
what? Nobody knows what I'm perturbed by. I'm a little.
I got stuff.
What?
The pasuk says, "Veisha tamincha sheyachem eil Hashem, the kriba el kain, the kisha when I was there." And the next pasuk says, "Veharim."
The harim. The harim. What's the pasuk over there again? Say.
The
Yeah, where is that here? Where's it exactly? One second. It's one second. Just one second. Let me read it in the scripture itself.
Beginning of Vayikra.
Just a second.
That was written in Texas words.
Yeah. Where is it again? Beis Ches?
Beis Ches.
Just one second. Here we have again. The Beis Ches HaMincha. Asher Yasa Beis, what's a Ches? Okay, the Hey Beisa Es HaMincha. This is the pasuk we were referring to before. Asher Yasa Bei Ela LaShem. We have Ela, remember, to exclude the other menachas, and we have Bei Ela, the Miut, the Kriva El HaKayin, bring it to the Kayin, the Gisha El HaMizbeach. And you bring, he brings it to the Mizbeach. Begisha el HaMizbeach, the Kayin. They basis HaMincha, Begriva el HaKayin, Begisha el HaMizbeach. The Harem HaKayin, Min HaMincha, Saskarasa, Behita HaMizbecha. Alright, so that's talking about the Koibitz. Right? Ayishem Rehatichayach LaShem. So you bring a behikter. It's going to behikter, behere, makayin, mid ab mitzvah. Okay? And we're learning it out. So here the Gemara is telling us again, mitzvahs k'mitzvahs kayin mashiach, she'ein behem v'kayin behere, yachal v'kli, tabalai behere, mena v'kumtzel. The other pasuk says behere, mena v'kumtzel. And therefore we learned that this veherim also means only with the kibitz. Okay. It means with the kibitz itself, you can't use it with the kli. Veherim mena bekumtzel. Veherim mena, we have another pasuk, that there it's going in vav. Right? Vav al. I think it's vav al for ches.
Yeah.
The ches, vav ches, I mean. There it's going, Parshas Tzav. There it says, Zeis Tyrus Amincha, Akamei Somebody Arden Bnei Hashem El Pnei Amizbeach, Vehere Mimenu Mekumtso. That Vehere Mimenu Mekumtso means the same thing as this Vehere Mimenu. Vehere Makayen Min Amincha, Esas Karasa. There it says, Vehere Mimenu Mekumtso, Miselus Amincha, Mishamna, Mieskal Alvaida, Asher Al Amincha, and therefore it means the same thing.
Yeah.
What?
It's also a
regular mincha. A regular mincha. A regular mincha. What we say a regular mincha means a mincha sledava. I mean, mincha sledava, yeah. It's not mincha sledava, obviously. Yeah. Okay.
I got stuck on someone. Does the Sikhe Levina.
But Sikhe Levina, yeah.
Does that require Hagasha before they offer it?
No. No. Mm-mm. It's just by the lechem apadim need it. It's all part of the lechem apadim. But zichit don't need it. No.
Lechem apadim doesn't need it. I can't find it. But the lechem apadim doesn't need it because it's not part of the government's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, but this also the zichit itself is not. That's just the matter of the lechem itself. Yeah. And we have the following. Eilu teunis tenufa. The aim to it is Hagosha, another part of the permutation. They need Tanufa, but not necessarily do they need Hagosha. Like Shem and Shem and Sirah. About Hashem, his Asham needs Tanufa. Bechayim, but not Hagosha. Babikurim. Kedive Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov needs tenufa that does not need hagasha either. Now, the emure shall be yachid v'chaza v'shaik shalahan. When we talk about the tenufa of the shlabim, there are three parts that need it. We usually refer to it as l'chaza v'shaik, but it's not only l'chaza v'shaik. The emurim of the shlabim also need tenufa. That will say after having you hold it even. That they hold it. What goes on what? What goes on top? What goes on the bottom? And that's so much like it. The Emurah Shal Bayachid because of the Sheikh Shalahem. Echad Adoshim, the Echad Noshim, the Israel. They all need the Tanufa that we have here by this Shlomo. The Loba Acherim. And let's see what this means. Shnei Alechem, Ushnei Kivsei Atzeres. Ketzad Huaysa. What do you do? Nisan Shnei Alechem, Al Gabe Shnei Kvasim. You put it on top of the Kvasim, Umei Niach, and you put it on top. Umei Niach Shnei Yadav Lamata, and you put your hands underneath the Kvasim. Melchum Evi Milo Meirit, and you do it to and fro, at Melchum Evi, and Milo Meirit. Shanema Ashahunav, Ashahuram. That's it. Tanufa Haisa and Mizrach.
This is while they're alive, right?
This is when they're alive. Yeah, we'll say more about. There are two Tanufas that we talk about. Rashi, we have a Machlaikis, we'll have a Machlaikis in this, Rashi and the Rabbah. That we have, how do you, what do you do? Two Tanufas of the Kvasim and two Tanufas of the Lechem? Or it means two Tanufas of the Kvasim, but the Lechem only needs one. Rashi holds that it needs both. The Anid Rashi, we had it before. And then, above we had the Rashi, and then Zion we had the Rashi. That means Bechayim, it needs Kvasim, Ag Lechem, and all also after the Shechita. The Rambam is not like that.
The one coin is picking up two.
What?
The one coin is picking up two live sheep with his bare hands.
Yeah, that's right.
Talk about a book that country should make this. It's hundreds of pounds.
Why, they're not heavy.
Possum.
No, they're possum.
How old?
Within the year, Kevis.
If it's up to a year, they're very.
Oh. Not too, all right. Oh, they're not all that heavy. All right. Okay. They're lamb. They're not sheep. They're lamb. Remember, they're lambs.
But up to a year.
All right. All right. Okay. Kate said to us again, nice and stay alechem, al gabi shnei kvasim. And he's by Shadema, Asher Hudaf, Asher Huram. Tanufa Haisa Bemizrach. Now, the Tanufa took place in the eastern part of the Azara. See the way Rashi says it. See Rashi, we have a Rashi Bemizrach. Gentlemen. You see the Rashi where he says Bemizrach?
Yeah.
Kleimar, afilu b'mizrach shel mizbeach, even on the eastern part of the mizbeach, yachal ahadif. Ve'kolshke b'maravo. Kolshke, he could do it in the west, v'karav yaiser lehecho. If he could do it in the east, he certainly could do it in the west. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds what it says in the east, that has to be done in the east. It cannot be done in the west. Taisvis Vaislais learns also like Rashi, not like the Rambam in Maisa Karbonis. Let me just read it. Let me just read it for a second over here. We have. Here the Rambam says, Ketzad Maisa Shlashtan. How do you go about doing the tenufa that we have? Shaychet v'sayrek adam k'mashem yardu u'mafshet v'itzi ha'imurim v'chakach b'natechus ha'basa u'mafresh ha'chose v'shoik ha'yemishek ha'yemit v'naisen v'imurim v'chose v'klai shlomen so shaykh ha'yedei ha'bailim. The kayin by neich yodo tachas yedei ha'bailam u'meinif ha'kol lifnei Hashem b'mizrach. You have to do it, you do it lifnei Hashem b'mizrach. V'chein kol ato tenufa b'mizrach ma'adif adai say. Whenever we talk about tenufa, it always has to be done b'mizrach. You have it? You have it wrong? Test, I have test vav. Test halacha vav. And that's not like Rashi and Tosfos. The law that it can even be done in the east, but the kavada can be done in the west also. All right. But because he also swear it's a double portion. According to Rashi, the way Rashi learns it. Therefore, Tenufa comes before the Hagosha. You first do the Tenufa, then you do the Hagosha. Minchas Ha'aymer. The Minchas Kedais. Now, when we bring the Minchas Ha'aymer, the Minchas Kedais, Tenufa's Hagosha, U Tenufa. The Minchas Ha'aymer and a Minchas Saita, like we said before, these both. The Minchas Ha'aymer, of course, we said before, of course, it needs Hagosha, but it also needs, that's what's referred to as the Aymer HaTenufa. That's the problem that we mentioned from the Rabbi Yosla Slutska. And the Minchas Saita, of course, also the same thing.
That order, Hagosha.
No, the other way. No, not that order. No. I said Hagosha. No, it's Tenufa and Hagosha, the other way. Minchas is the Minchas Tenufa is but it says before. The Tenufa is before. Tenufa is kaitmis lahagoshes. Lechem apanim. Uminchas nesachim. By mincha lechem apadim, and minchas v'sachem. Hey, tunis, lo hagosheh v'lo trufa. They need nothing. You up straight on the mizbech. Reb Shimon Omer, gimel minim tunim gimel mitzvahs. There are three minim that there are three possible mitzvahs to be done, of which two out of the three are done. There are three, not, they don't need all three. Two out of the three are various combinations. The third one they don't have. Only two out of the three, not three out of the three. Nieluhin, and these are they. Tzivchei shal be'yachid, the shlamim, and the tzivchei shal be'tzibur, and v'ashal be'tzayre. Why? In what way? Tzivchei shal be'yachid, tunim smicha. Smicha is one of the three. Of course, they need smicha. Smicha chayim, while the babe is alive. Utenufa shchutin, cause of a shaykh, and the emorim. And but there is no trufa while it's alive. Zimchei shabei tzibur to udem trufa chayim uschutin. You have the kvatsim. Was at least, maybe even the lechem. It eats in both mechayim and shkutim, but there is no smicha by a garbet zibur, usually, except for two exceptions. The ashabit soira told smicha, utrufa chai, the emma trufa shochem, but not though the trufa after the shkutim. Tanarabah. Vakar mahikri vaisa the yosham es like ashaman. The hainif by some tenufa by a mitzayra. Malabek shetu'udim tenufa ki echad. Yad the yashem at the like shemen. Uminayim shim hainif zebi atma v'zebi atma yatsa. Let's say you don't have them both together. You did them individually. I said tabad laiba. The hikri by some the yashem, the hainif. Separately. Yachal yadim, the answer of yadim. Maybe you do both. Maybe you do them together and then you do both. Lifnei Hashem is b'mizrach. B'homer lifnei Hashem yachal b'mayrev. Amri hadi mili mincha the ikri chatos v'chatos to'uni yisoid. Maybe because it says refers to the mincha is chatoso, not a mincha schaytoy, but it uses v'chatos. It uses the term chatos. And we know by Chanas is a Yisoid, maybe over there, so it has to be done by Ma'arav only, because the Mizrach did not have a Yisoid. The Karen Drive is not a Yisoid, if they Hashem Karina, but not here. Here it says, if they Hashem, it's the Mizrach. Again, according to Rashi, not right to anybody, no, but according to Rashi, it means even the Mizrach. According to the Rabbah, it means Dafka the Mizrach. Now, Bikurim also needs Tanufa. Kedimei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Ma'an Rai Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the Sadia, the Lokach HaKayin Limeid, Awa Bikurim Shetuna Tanufa. We have to talk about the din of Tanufa that we have by Bikurim. Tzait and Sukkah, we have how many Tanufas are we talking about? That's what we have to talk about. Kedimei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, by time of the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Gomer Yad Yad Mishlamim. Sivacha the lokach hakayin hatene miyodecha by bikurim. Uksivasam and it says by shlomit yodam to Vienna. Lakad kayin aflahalam kayin umalahalam bailam afkam bailam. So what is it? You do it with the bailam or you do it with the kayin? Okay, so kayin madiach yodo tachas yad habailam umainim. They do it together. The kohen has his hands underneath the bailam. See that? Is that not a problem of chatzitza?
What's
that isha? Not an isha. No. No. By isha he's excluded. Yeah. Not an isha. No.
Why
talks about that? Yeah. Go back to the lema nami. Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we're saying those like Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda also holds that a Bikurim needs Tanufa. The son of Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Vihinachto. So Tanufa, it says the word Vihinachto, which literally means you place it down, but he holds that it refers to the Tanufa.
That's
where Marcus. Ato Omer Su Tanufa, Oino Hadacha. Shuemer Vihinicho, Harei Anacha Omer Abadi Mekai Vihinachto. So Tanufa, that he holds it's a Tanufa, which means that not only Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds that you need it, but he also, Rabbi Yehuda holds he need it. The reason is, and because, the reason why it says Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, because he learns out from the word Yadav, which is the beginning of the Pasuk. As opposed to be from the Hidachtos. Remember, it's a Gomar Homer Rab Gouvrey, because he was such a big Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, oh, Rab Gouvrey, he's so Chashim, Rashi says, Shul Chacham B'Yaiser, the Kaiman of Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. We hold like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, therefore, he's more authoritative. Therefore, we'd rather bring Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov than Rabbi Yehuda. Alright.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.